Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Adarim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecha to find Reziva Kol Gonim Bekar of Mamesh. Now we just learned the concept of Neder Shehoter Mektsasei Hoter Kuloi, that if we found a heter for part of the neder, really the entire neder is canceled. And that's even though only part of the neder had this heter on it, still the whole thing is done away with. And here we have another example. Mishnah Ches tells us, let's say a person said, Koinim Yain Sheini Tayim, Koinim I'm not going to drink wine, Shai Yain Ralame Ayim, because wine is bad for the stomach. And Amru Life, they told him, Balayim Yoshin aged wine is good for your stomach, so hoter b'miyoshan, he's allowed to have aged wine because he only intended to make a neder on wine that's bad for him, but miyoshan is good for him, so he's allowed to have it. And v'loy b'miyoshan b'van hoter, he's not only mutter to drink miyoshan aged wine el b'chol ayayin, he's allowed to drink all wine because neder shotem k'tasei hoter kulay. Another example, let's say the person said kainam batzel sheini tayim, kainam I'm not going to eat onions, shab batzel ra'al leiv, because onions are bad for the heart. In Amr Leif, they told him alay kufri yafel leiv, kufri type onions are good for your heart. Hoter b'kufri, he's allowed to have kufri onions, v'loy b'kufri b'van hoter, and not only with kufri onions, el b'chol b'talam is the light of all onions. And again, that's because neder shotem k'tasei hoter kulay. And ma'isahaya, there was a story, v'tir Rav Meir b'chol b'talam, Rav Meir allowed the guy to eat all onions and not just kufri onions. And moving on to Mishnah Tes with another type of a Pesach. Paischal la'adim b'chvayit atzmai v'chvayit banov, we're going to find a Pesach for a person because of the covet of himself and because of the covet of his children. And what's the scenario? The person made a neder, he's not going to benefit from his wife, and as we had learned previously, he has to divorce her. And so Ayim we can tell him, ilu ha'yisei adea, if you knew, shalomachar Ayim malecha, that tomorrow they would say about you, kachi vesa shoplaini, oh, this is this guy's personality, megarish nashav, he just divorces his wife. Valben ha'isecha yu aimrin, and about your daughters, they would say, b'nais grusha isen, they're the daughters of a divorced woman, ma'arasa iman shal'el is garish, what did their mother do that she got divorced? It must be there's some sort of matter of erva, she must have done something really inappropriate, and there's actually a problem with these girls, and they're going to have a hard time finding a shidduch. Va'amar, if the fellow says to that, ilo yisi adesh, akain, if I knew that was the situation, lo yisi neder, I never would have made a neder, so I raise a mutter, he's mutter, and his neder's done away with. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.